Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Thursday, March 25th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today showing payday lenders doled out nearly $75,000 to state policymakers in 2009, including about $65,000 to legislators to quash proposals they are considering to regulate the industry. And as time ticks away, one wonders whether their campaign contributions and about $669,000 worth of lobbying they did last year will win out. None of the six proposals to regulate the industry has been passed by both houses, and there's only 8 days left in the 2009-2010 legislative session. The final 8 days of the session are scheduled in mid-April. With us to talk about payday lender contributions and legislative activity on this issue is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, what are the highlights in this latest payday lender report? You know, how do the contributions compare to other years, and what committees got the most money?
Well, this is a record for an off-election year, for a non-election year. It's the most the industry's ever given in a non-election year. And that's saying something, because this industry has traditionally poured a lot of money into Wisconsin campaigns. In the year 2000, they became the number one source of out-of-state donations to Wisconsin politicians. Most of these payday lenders are out-of-state interests. They started appearing on the scene in the late 1990s. That's when the proliferation of these outlets started in Wisconsin. They started giving very heavily. By 2000, they were the number one source of out-of-state money. They have been pretty close to the top of the list ever since. Sometimes they're first, but they're always near the top of the list of out-of-state donors. So for this to be a record in a non-election year is really saying something. They ramped up their giving pretty significantly, and what they're effectively trying to do is just play defense, just try to block one piece of legislation that would regulate their industry. And they've been very, very selective about their giving. They've been extremely targeted about the way they give money. Over two-thirds of the money go to the four leadership PACs that are controlled by the top legislative leaders. The other rest of their donations are often targeted to legislators who are in a particular position to be able to move or defeat this legislation. The money has been spread between the parties. It goes to Republicans, it goes to Democrats alike. So they've been extremely strategic about how they make these contributions.
Is this why the legislative branch has been pretty stymied now and in previous years when it comes to this regulation issue? Because this doesn't seem like very much money compared to what bigger and wealthier special interests can dole out.
Well, it's important to remember that this is a very narrow interest. They really only are focused on one thing, and that's preventing the passage of legislation that would subject their industry to some regulation. Wisconsin currently is the only state in the country that does not have any kind of restriction, no limitations whatsoever on these kinds of financial transactions, and the industry wants to keep it that way. You look at many of the other big special interest groups, they're trying to shape the state budget, they're trying to get funding for various projects, they have sometimes dozens of different pieces of legislation that they have an interest in. The payday lending industry really only has one interest, and that's defeating any legislation that would subject their industry to some restrictions or limitations or regulation. So it's a very narrow interest. That makes them very different than other special interests that operate here. And given the narrow nature of their interest in Wisconsin government, they really have spent a boatload of money on lobbying, and they've also been very heavy campaign contributors. When you look at out-of-state interests, they are at or near the top of the list of out-of-state givers in Wisconsin campaigns. And considering their narrow interest, that really that speaks volumes.
As you said, Wisconsin currently doesn't regulate payday lenders, and the interest on their loans can exceed 500% a year for some borrowers. Critics of the industry and some of the regulation proposals out there say the only effective regulation is a rate cap, and it looks as though the only proposal that does that, one that would cap loan interest rates at 36% a year, is all but dead. Now, Mike, if regulation passes and without any rate cap, Does that mean the industry's campaign contributions and lobbying still won the day?
Well, it depends on how tough the other kinds of regulations might be. I think that you could see a bill passed that the industry would not be totally happy with. They might not be thrilled that there are some restrictions or limitations put on their activities, but still, you know, if they defeat a rate cap, they've got to be feeling like their effort was a success. We used to have, for many, many years in Wisconsin, we used to have usury laws, and there was a limit on what financial institutions could charge in interest, and the limit was 18%. Now, the most restrictive rate limit legislation that's been out there, it calls for a 36% rate limit, which is twice what Wisconsin had for years and years. We had a robust, vibrant financial sector. We had a healthy economy for all those years, and it wasn't until, I think, 1996 that 18% rate limit was eliminated. Well, now Wisconsin basically has legalized loan sharking. We've got these outfits charging 500% interest, sometimes as much as 1,000% interest. And they have been extremely successful in playing defense ever since they arrived on the scene. They started playing the money game in Wisconsin politics about 10 years ago. And that started shortly after their arrival, after they really started to mushroom in the state of Wisconsin in terms of their activity. And they've been able to beat back rate limit legislation session after session after session. And I think it would be a victory again this session if they're again able to successfully kill it.
Okay. Well, thanks for your insights, Mike. For more details about the payday lender contributions and who got what, check out the March 25th report on the Democracy Campaign's website. And thanks for listening.